Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. 10 days ago, the Bank for International Settlements at its meeting in Basel, Switzerland, issued its annual economic report 2019. While U.S. politicians, bureaucrats, and the regular media are proclaiming the strength of the American economy, the analysts at the BIS have a different outlook. In their report, the global economy was improving 2 years ago and has been slowing down since. This report lists four longer-term forces impacting global economies. First, price increases in the immediate future will be larger than in the past 2 years. Second, asset managers have become more responsive at shifting capital from one nation to another in response to negative political developments. What this means is that politicians will have to become more subservient to markets rather than dictating to them. Third, productivity growth is slowing down, which will hurt economies around the world. Fourth, greater international trade tensions are having a negative impact on economic growth. Among the most immediate financial dangers, the report states, quote, "The most visible symptom of potential overheating is the remarkable growth of the leveraged loan market, which has reached $3 trillion," unquote. He later observed that this danger has gotten larger as credit standards have deteriorated. The report also states, quote, "Payments, retail lending, asset management, and even insurance have already seen deep incursions by those behemoths whose market capitalizations far exceed that of banks," unquote. Further on is a dire warning, quote, "Should inflation start to rise significantly at some point, it would induce central banks to tighten more. This could cause tensions in financial markets and put heavily indebted borrowers, private and public, under pressure. Should inflation remain subdued and below central banks' objectives, despite their forceful attempts to push it up, current economic conditions could continue, but this would also extend risk-taking, increasing vulnerabilities," unquote. In plain English, the new BIS report is concerned that the immediate future of the global economy, no matter which directions governments take, will be downward. That's it for now. Come back Friday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.